Well, what's up, y'all? What's up? Yeah, y'all know what time it is. Welcome to Zen Chaos. I am Dean. Across from me in the virtual world. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
My thing normally says we're live.
See it. Top left of the screen. 17 seconds.
There it is. It popped in now.
Came you know what late. I'm saying? Listen, late it's all groovy. 20. It's all groovy. But listen, you know, as I said, I am Dean. Across from me in the virtual world, the virtual screen, yin and the yang. Positive or negative creates that current of energy. It's my man Zen. What's up, baby? How you feeling?
Doing all right. Fantasy has me a little frustrated this week, but it's all good.
Baseball, I'm guessing.
Yeah, rough week for us.
I don't understand you fucking psychopaths who can fucking enjoy baseball. First of all, the only baseball I am going to enjoy, if it's going to be any, is going to be playoff baseball. I am a Mets fan by default. But you motherfuckers who watch it like during the year, like shout out regular to my cousin G who listens. Yeah, y'all niggas is crazy, bro. And it's so boring.
It's slow. It's a slow grind. It's
a slow grind. Can we bring back the steroids?
You don't need them. We hit them.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. No. The last time baseball was lit was when everyone was pissing hot. If they not pissing hot, I don't want to watch it. Got to have some kind of underlying.
All that led to more home runs. So instead of letting them,
you had some strikeouts. Remember, you
got both now.
Monster-ass fucking pitchers.
They changed the ball so that you get more home runs, and it's either home runs or strikeouts. Guys throwing 14 Ks in games, like that's not normal.
All I'm saying is that I don't even know what that means. All I know is it's whack. Now, I played lacrosse in the spring. I don't give a fuck about baseball. But now,
hey, I ran track, so.
Hey, but you know what, though? I guess the reason that we were able to play those sports were because, you know, our parents decided to keep us, right? Specifically our mothers, right? Because, you know, even if dad said something, mom could just say, we don't give a fuck or whatever. So we're still here, right? Now, unfortunately, now in America, though, you know, that right is being taken away from women. In certain states. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Federally, we know that they no longer have that blanket protection. Roe v. Wade has been overturned. And because of that, we have, you know, states doing some lot of weird shit.
Yes.
Now, we're going to talk about two states in particular today. We're going to be talking about Missouri, and we're going to be talking about North Carolina. Now, this North Carolina one you brought to the stage.
This came across, I think, the Instagram machine. If I'm not mistaken, it was you? No. I remember who posted this. My boy, DC.
Shout out to DC.
He had posted something. He shared someone's tweet. And I'm pretty sure it was about this one. And I, like, as I heard them start going in on it, I'm like, let me go look it up myself. And then I read it, and I'm like, I kind of don't know how to not read what I think it says.
This bill is fucking wild. So here's the thing. So what people need to understand is right now, so this bill is proposed, and the people of North Carolina in this election, the 2022 election of North Carolina, they will be able to vote if this is going to be put into law down there in their state. And what this is I'll go ahead and read it. Now, it says this is a bill entitled an act to amend the North Carolina Constitution to declare that a distinct and separate human life begins at the moment of fertilization and shall be held inviolate, that's weird, as an individual person and protected by the laws of this state from the moment of fertilization until natural death, so long as that person is not convicted of a capital offense. The General Assembly of North Carolina enacts Section 1, Article 1 of North Carolina Constitution is amended by adding a new section to read. Section 39, life begins at fertilization. It is a matter of indisputable scientific fact that a distinct and separate human life begins at the moment of fertilization. As such, that new human life is recognized by the state as an individual person entitled to the protection of the laws of this state from the moment of fertilization until the moment of natural death. Any person who willfully seeks to destroy the life of another person by any means at any stage of life or succeeds in doing so shall be held accountable for attempted murder or first degree murder, respectively. any person has the right to defend his or her own life or the life of another person, even by the use of deadly force, if necessary, from willful destruction by another person. The state has an interest and a duty, and duty to defend innocent persons from willful destruction of their lives and to punish those who take the lives of persons born or unborn who have not committed any crime punishable by death. Section 2 goes on to state that the amendment set out in Section 1 of this act shall be submitted to the qualified voters of this state in the general election in 2022, which election shall be conducted under the laws of this governing state, yada, yada, yada. Y'all get it. The people will be able to say for or against, and this would be a North Carolina constitutional amendment if passed. And if I'm not mistaken, reading what we were talking about a little bit in pre-productions then, is that basically if someone's going out to get an abortion and you don't like it, you have a right to stop them,
right,
by deadly force if necessary. But then if you kill that person, you kill the life associated. If you kill the woman who's carrying the life, then you kill the life and the woman. So mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
So you're taking out the life that you're protecting.
What are we talking about,
Sin? That point. So why are you wording this in this way that you can go and like take the, unless it's saying, oh, if you are 9 months pregnant and trying to do that late term abortion, we can kill you because we'll cut the baby out and help the baby survive. Like, is that where you're going with it? Otherwise, you're giving the right for people to murder people thinking that they're going to get abortions. You're going to kill this baby so I get to kill you. Law protects me.
So here's a question, right? Because we know that Planned Parenthood just doesn't offer abortion services, right? They mm-hmm. offer a slew of services, including care for women, like, you know, who are fucking about to have kids.
I don't think abortions are actually on their menu of the services that they provide because of their funding. I had heard that somewhere. I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure abortions themselves are not Planned Parenthood. Like, they don't do them.
Well, I'm pretty sure that they happen at Planned Parenthood.
I think that they help with getting it set up, but I don't think that they actually do them.
All I know is that I remember being in college and I had got an STD test through Planned Parenthood. And this was back when they would stick the fucking Q-tip up your fucking dick, your dick hole. Mm. Ugh, painful. And it's weird because then the lady had me, I was in the fucking room. And then she had me on like the gynecologist table kind of shit, like with my legs up in the air when she did it. So I'm figuring that's probably where they would, you know, the same room that, you know, some fucking kids were probably fucking taken, you know, fucking murdered probably.
Well,
you know, excuse me, not kids. Fucking, hey. They're embryos. It's not kids. It's goddamn, you know what I mean?
In most situations, it's a pill that you're taking. You're not doing like we're sticking anything in you to end this. Like, no,
really?
Hey, you're at this stage. Take this pill. It'll stop it.
Really?
Yes. That's the majority of abortions that happen. It's, hey, you're at 6 weeks.
Why are my legs on the table?
Take this pill. It'll stop the development. Huh?
Oh, well, then maybe that would lead credit to them.
I think the old school, it's either the old school way or the way that we were told it happens by a movie of some sort or TV depiction. And it's not really how it happens, but we ran with it. You get a pill. You're pregnant, sort of like the morning after style. That's, hey, take these pills. You're going to have a super heavy period flow, and that's it.
Well, you know what, Zen? We actually can cut the middleman out of it. You know that, right? So hold on, we're gonna come back to that in a second, but because now you know, just curious. So. You see this? Planned Parenthood, what happens during an in-clinic abortion, right? So you'll get to the health center for counseling exam and the abortion. Abortion subject takes 5 to 10 minutes, and you'll get medicine to help with the pain. So what do I need to do before how do abortions work? So before the abortion, you'll get pain medicine to help with cramping. Some people might get medicine that either makes you relax or puts you to sleep completely. Your nurse or doctor will discuss your options. With you, you also get antibiotics to help, prevent infections. A nurse or a doctor give you medication to help open up your cervix before your abortion. Depending on the type of abortion, they may put a small dilator sticks called Laminarina. Laminaria?
I'm not correcting you on that one.
Can you? Do you know it? Laminaria?
Nope. Nope.
Do you know it, though?
No.
Oh, okay. So I'm just not. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Now,
it's an opening of your cervix a day or a few hours before your procedure to slowly stretch your cervix open. A staff person will be in the procedure room the whole time. The job is to support you and help the doctor or nurse during your abortion. During the abortion procedure, they will examine your uterus, put a speculum into see your vagina, inject the numbing medication into it in your cervix, stretch the opening of your cervix with a series of dilating rods. If you haven't had them put in earlier, insert a thin tube through your cervix into your uterus. Use a small handheld device that removes pregnancy tissue out of your uterus. Possibly use a small surgical tool. Yeah, so they go in there and take the shit out. So yeah, because I knew, because it made sense. Because I was in that place, and I'm telling you, they had to put my feet up when they suck the shit in my dick hole. So yeah, so then they do focus. Huh?
I said maybe that's for later in.
I would assume later in. Assume, absolutely. Like, you know, maybe like, you know, if it's a few weeks or whatever the case may be.
Not like a vacuum in you.
No. Well, kind of. They kind of said it. They'll stick the thing in there. You know what I mean? Whatever the case. Go ahead and grab those, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Grab those cells. Depending on what stage, though, because, like, you know, we're further on. We're like, you know,
there's some development. It's a bit different.
Then let's call it what it is. All right. So I don't know what this means. And I don't know why they would want this in their constitution.
I don't either.
What the fuck are we doing?
I'm confused as to where they're going. Like, where are you trying to get to? What kind of help are you trying to have people out here providing? Like, do you think this is just going to trigger like a, hey, I see them going to get an abortion, let's call the cops to have them arrested?
This is actually worse than the Texas law, because this actually allows you to put the fucking, you as the person can take the fucking right in your own, the law in your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
With this in Texas,
because you're trying to protect the life of an unborn.
Yes, because they clearly said that, you know, and then you can do that up to deadly force. And that was my point earlier when it came to Planned Parenthood, because Planned Parenthood they offer like a slew of options.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, so just because like a pregnant woman's going in doesn't mean she's going in there to get an abortion. She could be going in there for healthcare reasons too. You see what I mean? Like, so what happens if she's going in there for that? Like, you know, you got some fucking religious zealots out there just like, you know, thinking that you know they're gonna fucking protect this child or whatever, and now you have an altercation that ends with this woman losing her life, her child's life, and she wasn't even going in there planning to do that. She was going in there, I don't know, get a fucking prescription for fucking prenatal vitamins, some shit. I don't fucking know.
But now you also want to charge these people with murder. They are going beyond the Bible that they even go by. The Bible doesn't even punish people that much in that way for taking the life of unborns. Unborns aren't counted the same as kids who are born. Unborns don't really have a value, a monetary value, even like the Bible says, to people who are born over a certain age. So it's like you're going to a point of saying now we're going to charge these people with murder for having an abortion. It's weird.
And then you know what, though? Let's have this conversation, too. And we're going to be real about it, right? So what happens if you live in North Carolina? You want to have kids. But you find out that, like, your kid has, like, a debilitating disability. Whereas when you die, how are they going to survive? Like, they're gonna need constant care. That's not even a life that they would live. They would be confined. They wouldn't be able to do anything that they wanted to do. Like, I'm not talking about, you know, individuals who have disabilities who can still do things, move, and live life. Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about someone who can't talk, can't move, can barely eat, like, just they're just not able to have a life.
Yeah, right. They end up living, but it's one of those like I don't see how you're enjoying this life.
Like how? They can't do anything. Fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then
They get 40 years old, their parents get older too. Like then the parents are thinking about, well, what happens after this? Then you gotta hopefully set up things like, you know, and then what happens if the parents were estranged from their family? They started this family together. It was just the three of them, right? So once the parents go, and then like, you know, who else is there to look after? This human to at least make sure,
right?
So you get in a situation that
you're putting off on other people where they can't then go and fend for themselves at any point in time.
Never.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, listen, like there are individuals out here who have disabilities that, like, even if the world goes to shit, they have just as much of a chance as the rest of us. Legitimately, they do. Mm-hmm. They have just as much chance as the rest of us.
And then there are some who have zero shot.
Zero shot.
And if you're going to choose to bring that type of a life into this world, good for you. But if you're going to choose to not, I don't fault you either.
No. But then also, when you say good for you, if you don't have the kind of resources to be able to make sure that after you, like, what happens if you're fucking the kid's 8 years old and I don't know, you drop the kid off maybe to go to like a therapy or something, and then you and your significant other go out there to eat or whatever, and something happens to you there. What happens to the kid?
The good for you comes in means you, as that parent, most likely took the responsibility of trying to arrange something prior to it. I would assume so. When you're in a situation like that, my guess is.
But then if you have no, but then what happens if you, because, all right. Yeah.
When you have nothing, yeah.
With no families. What if you have no family, right? Like, what if you have, like, no family, just the three of them? Or even if you do have family, but you know your family's not equipped to handle that.
That's where the state would come in. They end up in state facility and then their product.
And we don't even give the states any money to handle them. How many this is the reason that we have such a mental health crisis now. The reason the homeless situation is out of control now, because we actually haven't.
Certain mental health is different. So those are like full-on live-in conditions, like live-in facilities.
These individuals, yeah, but look at the facilities they live in, those nursing
homes. Yeah, yeah.
Those state-run nursing homes are disgusting. Those individuals end up getting bed sores left and right. If he or she does not have an advocate for them,
you have no way of checking whether or not they're actually being taken care of while they're in there.
People be like, oh, they have caseworkers. How many individuals do the caseworkers have to deal with and see?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you neglecting some? Abusing some? Yeah. There's a lot that can go on.
So we got all this into play. So now, because me as someone who, like, let's say that I'm in this situation, I would be thinking of this. So if the doctor's telling me that, like, listen, this is what it is, then I would be like, okay, then I'm going to save, above all else, the kid. They have no chance. Like, if they have a chance, that's different. Because I can set you, even if it's going to be a little harder in the beginning, fuck it, I'm your parent. Like, we're going to rock this out. I'm going to make you a monster. But if we have no chance, and there's nothing that can be done, then I would, I think that we should probably...
Yeah, it's a hard call to say that's a life that I would want to bring into the world.
I would not want to. If it makes me a bad person, then so be it. But I would not want to. I would not want to.
It's a level of commitment that's above even what I've already now committed to. And I give my props to those parents because that's hard.
That's great. 100%. They're better people than me.
In some ways, yes. Some ways, no. Obviously, but
in some ways, it could be worse, right?
There's some who they still suck. Yeah.
So, but I say this to say, in North Carolina, though, we don't even have the option to be able to, you know, terminate the pregnancy.
And now you're not going to have the option to even look like you're questioning it, because that might lead to you getting in trouble. You can't even, like, voice that you're thinking about anything in relation to not wanting it, because now it's basically like a thought crime.
And what happens if you go across state lines, Zen?
Then they're going to report you, probably drag you back. Oh, she just wrote this message on Instagram. I saw it in her story, and I now see she's leaving the state. Get her.
Or no, think about it from this aspect. Because, like, you know, think about the OBGYN appointments. So they're going to know that you haven't been there. Well, why haven't you? Oh, come in for a procedure type shit. I don't want to come in for the procedure. Well, you had this kid, and if you don't now, you know what I mean? Whatever, whatever, you have to come in. Like, this is the same way I was not with mandatory vaccinations. I'm not with this shit. And you fucking Republicans, who are, you're fucking wild if you think this is the fucking answer. It's not. It is not.
I would love to actually hear, like, what their point behind this is. Why you're going as far as giving people permission to use deadly force. The like, South what is the part behind that that makes zero sense is, like you mentioned, you're taking the life of the person that you're trying to save, that's going to now support the person you're trying to save. So
the South is just having a dick contest. They're just having a dick measuring contest on who could be the biggest dickhead down there. That's all this is. Sorry with Seems Texas. Like you saw what Florida did. Now you have North Carolina hopping on it. You have other states doing a slew of other shit as well. Like, this is just the ones that we happen to be covering. But every those states past the Mason Dixon don't give a something. The Mason Dixon don't give a fuck.
Oh, well, can y'all cut off? Watch us cut off more.
Watch
this. And we don't give people this right. How are y'all gonna do it? Well, we're gonna give them the right to shoot each other too.
Like, see, listen, you know what I mean? Y'all just Texas out here pussy. All they do is go ahead and snitch on somebody and get paid some money. Nah, we'll just let our people go ahead and do what they gotta do. It's fucking disgusting. And then to make it even crazier is the people of North Carolina are voting on this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't. So if you live in North Carolina, you better get to a ballot. You better let folk know. Because this shit is about to be. If this passes, it's going to go into your state's constitution.
Now, hold up. The other week we covered the Democrats trying to rig the election. Was that in North Carolina?
Yep.
This is why then.
No, they but this has nothing to do with that.
But do you this think has, that, isn't this going to be on the ballot? Or that's not going to be on the same type of ballot?
It's on the ballot, but everyone gets to vote for it. This has nothing to do with party lines.
Do you not think
this more is Republicans for the law going to
vote for this though?
Oh no, Republican. No, but what I'm saying is for this particular law, it doesn't matter if a Green Party and a Democrat both goes for four, that vote is still counted the same number. It's just the total number for this one. This doesn't come down to party.
It has nothing to do with the party part. So yeah.
Yes. Okay. This is just the people. Yeah. So no, the Democrats are still fucked up because this has nothing to do with the price of milk for that.
I was thinking maybe it was we want to try and swing people in the direction of voting against this. And if Republicans win, then they're probably going to be able to sway people into voting for this too. But you would have to go the same way. You would know the same day whether the Republicans won and this was voted on.
100%. So, and then that's just something that the Green Party and the Democratic Party would just come together on.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of their similarities. That's all that is.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. North Carolinians, you better get out there and you better vote. If you don't, what's going to be is going to be. And I don't know.
You get killed for thinking about trying to have an abortion.
Thinking about it. Yo.
You will not be able to freely post on your social media because eyes on you will have the ability to try and turn you in.
And then while
you run, they can shoot you.
Here is the thing that kills me is that these Republicans always talk about having a smaller government. Want to have a smaller government. This is madness. This is
government all up in your shit.
Great. Son. Hey,
we just watched you fornicate. You get pregnant. You better not.
You better not.
You better walk on down and take that test. Is it positive? You better not.
These motherfuckers in North Carolina, this shit is getting fucking crazy. But
and then God forbid,
mm-hmm.
God forbid they try and move over to where? Missouri?
Oh, Jesus.
While they're in the process of getting divorced. God forbid you get pregnant.
That, so, yeah. Ooh, excuse me. That one is, so this is, well.
This is interesting. This was in place already, so this is a bit more.
So this is just retroactive. So under an old Missouri law from 1973, a woman cannot get a divorce finalized if she is pregnant. She can file for divorce, but it won't be finalized as long as she is pregnant. In 2022, abortion right defenders are worried about law's ramifications now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned by the Senate. And then it says, quote, in Missouri, divorce cases cannot be finalized if a woman is pregnant since a custody agreement must first be in place. Multiple attorneys told the Star the custody agreement cannot be completed until the child is born. So,
that to me, it's
not saying that you can't get a divorce. You just have to wait until the kid is born. So you have to have everything in place and then sign everything away. But then you can still basically be moving how you're moving.
You can get all the way up to the point of it's actually happened. You are never divorced until that kid is there. Which, you could be like, oh, our paperwork is in. It's virtually signed. It's just you can't get that stamp of approval on the finalization until it actually birthed that child. When then, prior, you could go
then what
and
happens
get
if the
abortion.
Kid dies?
Then that it would seem like there are a whenever the pregnancy is terminated in whether it comes to fruition or ends. Because before the thing was, if you're pregnant, you still can't finalize it, but people can go and get an abortion. So it's like one of those, I said to my wife, I was like, this seems like I'm getting divorced. We're in the middle of it. We went out. We got drunk. XYZ happened. Bam, now I'm pregnant. Now I can't actually finalize this divorce until now I ride out this pregnancy. When before it would be like, ooh, I slipped up and got pregnant. I'm not having this kid. I want nothing to do with this person. I don't even want child support or anything from them, so I can end this now. I ain't got to worry about it, and we can go ahead and finalize this. Now you can't do that. Since you can't go ahead and get an abortion, because in that state it's illegal to get an abortion, if you do get pregnant during the process of getting your divorce, you cannot finalize your divorce. You meet a new person, you can't marry this new person until that child is born, and then you establish your paternity and custody and all that.
So,
I understand. That's how it sounds, at least.
So, I'm with you on that because I'm there, right? So, like, I get that this law was made in the 70s, but this is also something else now that they have to repeal because right. You can repeal it or you can add some or you can amend it. But, like, you know what I mean? Like add some revisions to the bill because all you have to do in the bill is just say that, you know, if you're pregnant, you have to make sure that, you know, custody and provisions have been in place, yada, yada, yada. And all provisions is pending, you know, once the child, like, you know, birth of child and confirmation of paternity. That's it. It's all you have to add to it.
Right. You don't add some form of stipulation that says you're going to address this as soon as the kid's born.
Because before I was thinking, I'm not gonna lie to you, when I first read it and whatever, I was just like, okay, so is that so bad? Like, they're not saying you can't get the divorce, is that you have to wait or whatever. But then I just read this little excerpt and I was like, I didn't think of it like this, but it is a possibility. So we should be, you have to at least acknowledge this as fact. You can't get a divorce finalized if pregnant in Missouri. Forced pregnancies can prolong abusive situations. Didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even think about that. Because you got people who are manipulative in a slew of different ways. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just have to be physical abuse. It could be emotional abuse.
And now you're stuck.
Stuck.
Yep. That's part of it. That is part of it.
I have a question. Would that be considered a rape baby? And then if so, should you be allowed to abort that baby in Missouri?
I would say it could be a rape baby.
Because if I'm looking
to get it, that they probably can't abort it in Missouri, even if it's a rape baby.
But what if this was like more of like an emotional Like, is that, does that even count still? No disrespect to people. They don't count that one, right? It would have to only be physical. And then, but then like, how do you prove that when you're married?
Which would lead to like more Me Too type stuff. Believe them or not, no, that can take you down a whole other rabbit trail. But I do think that, like you mentioned, this plays into that abusive part. It's like, if you are, you're getting divorced, you obviously don't want to be with this person.
Nope.
So now, to be forced to ride out your marriage for 9 extra months while you carry a child that you may or may not have wanted, and can't finalize your divorce, and you can't full on move on with your life.
But then
still stuck. And from listening to people go through divorce proceedings, this sometimes leaves you stuck on like physically doing life, where there's certain things in life you can't do because, hey, I can't mess around and touch this bank account or move to this state here because I can't leave while I'm in the middle of this. And the house is tied here. And there's so many things that you could be stuck on now
that they can't really truly move. And then especially if you're trying to get the fuck out of it. Yeah, right. No, once again, why is it that Republicans act as if they want a smaller government, but they don't? Like, and it goes back to something, and we're going to get into it in a later episode, not this one, but just the Democrats and Republicans are the same side of the same fucking coin. And it's just hilarious just to look at the hypocrisy from fucking both parties. Both of you are fucking hilarious. Because right now you both sound the same, but all we've done is replace vaccinations with abortions. It's all we've done. And now you're just watching one side go balls to the wall, go crazy when it comes to laws and shit like that. And the other side is kind of like, well, what about our body? No one really gives a fuck. That's the issue with Americans. It's truthfully, the issue is that most of you motherfuckers truthfully have no kind of empathy towards you or with you. Like, all of you have some kind of fucking issues that you can't really accept accountability towards your own actions. So then when you're looking at other people do certain shit, you just want to try to hold them to a higher standard than you would ever hold your motherfucking self to. Your fucking jokes. The loot of you. Hilarious.
We didn't get into it here, but you have 157 Republicans who have gone through divorces and things like that in their life trying to say that they want the world to live up to a biblical standard. So we're not going to allow gays to get married because we're going to live up to a biblical standard that we don't live up to. Hypocrisy.
And how many of those Republicans like seafood? Because according to the Bible, we're not supposed to have that. In fact, we're not supposed to have pork neither. I don't think we're supposed to have beef either. Right?
I would say that's not like that, but...
No. Even I'm talking about according to the book.
The only thing you can get divorced for, according to the book, is cheating. So unless you're cheated on, there is no other okay for getting a divorce. Getting abused, don't matter.
But I was saying was just with the biblical shit of just like, even in regards to what we're eating for food.
I know.
In regards to how we're supposed to be moving and living life in just a fucking general sense. No, these motherfuckers, like I said.
That could be washed away with New Testament, new rules, blah, blah, blah.
100%. Everything is everything, though.
But it doesn't wash away the divorce one. Oh, either way, you still can't get divorced. Unless you get cheated on.
What about the Ten Commandments?
Don't matter. You still can't get divorced unless you get cheated on.
No. I'm just saying for those, because like they want everyone to have like a biblical life, live to these biblical standards. Well, are they living by the Ten Commandments?
Probably not. Or the other 100 and something that come in with it, because there's way more than 10.
Oh, it's definitely way more than 10. But they're not living like in a Christ-like manner, right? Helping that neighbor, like we don't see them trying to champion to figure out this homeless crisis, right?
Within America, the nuclear family is so important that we need 4 different wives and kids with all of them, and just keep rotating people because the left and right don't work.
But then also too, if the family is so important, these are all for the same individuals who was actually supporting campaigns and policies that were, locking up one portion of that nuclear family for one sector of individuals. And then also, too, they also did not want to, they would never want to put any sort of funding towards helping those individuals and those kids. Because as we see now, they all of them, all those sick motherfuckers, they did not decide to continue the COVID, like, you know, breakfast and lunch program for a lot of these kids, especially in these low-income houses and low-income communities that weren't getting breakfast and lunch. They were only getting it from the fucking school. And then these people understood that and knew that, but they want nothing to do with that because of the money aspect. But they want everyone to live closer and be more Christ-like. They can all do this for me. Get on the floor and suck my fucking dick, pussies. I wish I had a sound bite. Literally from the back after I took a shit and I didn't wipe either. Mm-hmm. I have some dairy too. Make it take nice and fucking wet.
Take that in.
Yep. Take it all in. Well, Zen, what do you think, bud?
I think we gave them what they needed.
Gave them what they wanted. Well, let's
fun people. Stuff to chew on. Look up. We can't do anything about it, people. This is not our state. Neither of us.
This is North Carolina, Missouri.
Yep. This is just, hey, we shared the world with y'all. I feel bad for y'all. North Carolina was potentially on my list to move to. I think it might be next after a few of the things that they've done.
I may have to get off that list. Oh, you're breaking up on me, player. They got Zen was doing the whole robot breaking up thing, this and that. Yeah. Now he's back a little bit.
Call it there.
Yeah, like basically, we know that you said you would think about going to North Carolina, but now if they did this shit, maybe not anymore.
Probably not.
Probably not. Nah, I can't do that. You can't, you know, especially because and then you have a daughter. So you know what I mean? Like, this may sound crazy, but if you had a son, maybe a little bit of a different conversation. You just got to teach him how to move properly. You know what I mean? Yep. But no, but obviously you still got to teach her how to move properly too, but it's still like, it's her choice. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like different world. You know what I'm saying? So Jesus
Christ. Stay in places that it's still, it's your choice. Let's stay in places that it is your choice though.
Exactly. You want to give her that option. So peace, love, and chicken. Listen, man, I am Dean. That across from me, the virtual world, virtual screen, that is Zen. Listen, we broke it down for you, gave you everything that you need, everything that you wanted, everything that you could even think of. If you live in Missouri, you live in North Carolina, go ahead out there, either hook up with your politicians, make sure that your voice is heard, make sure that you're in Missouri, try to get this fucking law repealed, try to get it fucking changed. You got to do something with it in North Carolina. Y'all going to get out there. Y'all got, hey, listen, it's time to vote in these midterm elections, you know. Mm-hmm. This will be added to your state constitution. Think about that for a hot second. Motherfuckers just start randomly murdering people if they think they're going to go fucking get an abortion. They think women are going to go get an abortion. And wait, and why is North Carolina okay with just randomly fucking murdering women? Strange. Is that what they're championing? According to this bill?
Seems like they're cool with it.
Fucking suckers.